good morning. 20 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here. Got a cloudy sky going, 61 degrees. And as promised, that's why I look forward to the end of the month. I get to talk with Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec. Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I look forward to the end of the month, too.
So yeah, it is. Good to catch up. So, Parks and Rec, you had a good month in September. Busy, busy.
We did, yep. Got all our fall programs up and running, and some even started and finished in September.
The park is a busy place, man. Yep. Every time I drive through there, it's like there is something going on somewhere. Yep. One of the ball fields or something happening.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I mean, that's what we have it there for, so people can use it.
Absolutely.
So we try to make it as good as we can.
What's catch us up here. What's coming up in October? What do you got?
Starting yesterday and then through Wednesday, I guess people notice in town that there's some road construction going on. They're chip sealing the road and stuff.
A lot of it, yeah.
That's happening down the park. We got some new asphalt down there a couple years ago, and it's time to do maintenance on it. So most of the park is kind of off limits to traffic right now. Okay. And we have a youth football game tonight. So people have to park up on the street and walk down to the field. Maybe they'll have it done and open. I don't know for sure, but that's just kind of the word that we've got, that don't expect to be able to park in the park tonight.
All right.
People can go in on the walk path at the south end of the park, kind of south of the baseball field. There's a walk path that goes in from First Street. You can drive in on that and then park in that grass because we'll fill up the streets pretty quick if we park all over. But they can move in there, and we'll do that for today. And then after today, hopefully we'll have everything back opened up
again. We
should
be all right. Okay.
Yep. Another announcement we have is we just brought on Katie Nelson last week. It was her first week as our new recreation manager. Going to be a huge help to us. It just gets to be too hard to try and manage all the recreation programs we have going on with... You know, the other things that we do, we have a park to run as well, and we've got grants, and we're involved in a lot of different groups that we help out, so we're involved in their workings as well. So that'll be a huge help for us. Girls volleyball just wrapped up this week, actually, and then we'll be going right into girls basketball. So we don't have registrations out yet on our website, but we will get those done either this week or next week, get them put on there, people can expect to get their girls signed up for basketball. All right, so then getting into the calendar, this week our staff will be attending the North Dakota Recreation and Park Association meetings they're in Fargo this year, so it's a nice little short drive. Last year they're out in Watford City. So it's a good event for us, a chance to meet with our cohorts from around the state and, just get some information on how things are going with them and what they're doing. So it's the Recreation and Park Association or group is a really good group as far as sharing ideas. So we get a lot of good ideas from these different park districts that are doing different things. And we have things to share with them too. Yeah. So it's a really good meeting.
Isn't learning fun?
It is. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It really is.
You lose interest in stuff when you're not learning. So as long as you're learning, you stay interested in it and you keep moving forward.
Absolutely.
So then at the community center, October 1st, Job Service Pioneer Expo will be from 8 to 3. October 4th is the Youth Pheasant Hunt. They leave from the community center early in the morning that day. It says it's an all-day event. Usually it's finished up mid-afternoon or so. But that you can sign up at Red River or RRASC.net is the Red River Area Sportsman's Club. There's one that sponsor that. They have their, I got it down here a little bit later, but they have their smoker this month. A great group that helps out youth getting out in the outdoors and
No better group. I mean, getting everybody out there and getting them hunting and fishing.
It is the Junior Wildlife Club. That's what I was trying to think of. Yeah. So they do a lot of stuff sponsoring them, but then these are in addition to the Junior Wildlife Club. They put on these hunts for these kids to get out and experience that. So it's a great amount of fun for those kids. October 4th also is the Bailey Bernstein Glow Run and Walk 5K event. That'll start at Hughes Shelter. I think that the registrations might be closed for that, but get down there and cheer on people. It'll be kind of fun to see people, running and walking with their glowing shoes and whatever else they might have.
They're pushing 400.
Yeah, that's amazing.
John was in yesterday. We were talking about they're pushing 400 for this.
That's great.
And
that's
maybe
awesome.
Maybe more by the weekend.
And going to a great cause. I mean, that's it's awesome what they're doing with that.
Absolutely.
You take that and turn it into something great like this. Yeah. It's good. We were worried about, we still are a little bit. That's a lot of people that go into the park at once, and hopefully the restroom facilities and all that kind of stuff work out for everybody that's down there, because we're keeping some of them open. Normally we'd start shutting them down, but you know, this event came up, so we'll have some at softball fields and stuff like that.
Great.
October 10th and 11th is the Wapton Fall Festival. October 10th, the things that are associated with the park, there's stuff going on throughout town those 2 days, but at the park on October 10th is there's going to be a movie at the band shelter. I think it was 6:30, something like that was start time of that. There's posters throughout town that'll show the times on some of these. And then October 11th, there's a bake sale at Hughes Shelter, and then family fun stuff going on at Rosemead Chalet. So there's some stuff going on at the park on October 10th and 11th. Also on the October 11th at the Community Center, Cub Scouts Carnival from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. October 12th is the Vets Breakfast at the Community Center, 7 to 1. Another good event. I mean, those guys, it's fun to, you know, they all just get together. I saw a honor flight just took off from Fargo the other day. I don't remember what day it was, Sunday or Monday, but that's great that, you know, they do that, that the vets keep things going for other veterans.
Without a doubt, yeah.
And then October 18th is the smoker I mentioned earlier. There's still tickets available. There's people around town that are selling tickets. I don't know if we have any at the community center right now, but we had some earlier. Get out and buy those tickets. It's a great cause, a lot of fun. All stuff going on from 5 until 11 o'clock that night, where it'll be constant raffles and games and things like that. So it's a fun night. And food, great food, too.
A lot of good food.
October 25th is a kinship holiday shop at home. That'll be at the community center from 8 to 5 p.m. And then also on October 25th is Zubu at Chinkabazoo from 2 to 5. Another fun event for kids around town. So
a lot of great traditions
there are,
in the month of October, definitely.
It is true. You know, I mean, that's kind of the start of our fundraising type of deal with the events, the smokers and the different things like that. The zoo will be having one coming up in November. There's a lot of fun that's to be had in the fall.
Without a doubt. And again, congrats, Brett, on the looks of the park down there. It looks absolutely beautiful.
Thanks, appreciate that.
Love it in the fall, too, especially.
It is, fall.
Yeah, you could deal with the Asian beetles, then you're fine.
Right, exactly. They're swarming this year.
Look forward to our conversation on Halloween at the end of October.
All right, sounds good.
You have a good month, Brett. Take care. It's 9:47 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
Gave us that hilltop place to park, gave us some girls that stole her hearts, gave us some books up on a wall, the way we live and the way we talk. Gave a state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls, where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two-lane road.